USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President is fully prepared for the meeting tomorrow.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking just hours before the start of the much-discussed summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I have personally had the opportunity to make sure that he's had a chance to hear lots of different voices, all of the attendant opportunities and risks, and that we have put these two leaders in the right place.
Meanwhile, the North Korean leader has been seen taking a stroll around Singapore over the past hour, Kim Jong-un visiting the meeting site and then setting off on foot with a huge entourage to view some of Singapore after dark. President Trump has remained in his hotel in recent hours. The summit is set to start at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern time, as Singapore is 12 hours ahead of U.S. Eastern Daylight Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is now calling for more federal funding to help provide suicide, days after the CDC says suicide rates are up 30% since 1999, and also just days after two high-profile celebrity suicides in celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain and fashion designer Kate Spade. The CDC says the group with the highest risk for suicide is people 45 to 54 years of age. Bourdain was 61. Spade was 55. It seems the boss is the talk of the 2018 Tony Awards that were handed out last night. Bruce Springsteen awarded a special Tony for the success of his massive hit show, Springsteen on Broadway. He later performed My Hometown during the award ceremony on CBS. Springsteen's no stranger to sold-out shows and Grammy Awards, of which he has 23. He also won an Academy Award in 1994 for the movie Streets of Philadelphia. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Wave goodbye to net neutrality rules once and for all. The Obama-era regulations that prevented Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content or charging more for faster delivery of certain content officially do end today. The FCC under the Trump administration having voted to repeal the rules. More than 20 states are suing, though, in an effort to keep net neutrality in place. An illegal immigrant who was detained by ICE after delivering a pizza to a military base in Brooklyn, New York last week is being granted an emergency stay. The Legal Aid Society says he was granted the stay through July 20th by a federal judge after his deportation was supposed to have started today. While he was making a delivery last week, military personnel asked the man about his immigration status and then they detained him and turned him over to ICE. At least 60 people injured when killer bees attack a political rally for Colombian presidential candidate Iván Duque. USA's Wendy King explains.
Duque was not there, but former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe was there to speak in his honor. The event was canceled after 15 people were seriously injured and had to be hospitalized. It's not clear how the bees got there, but some conservatives are blaming FARC, the leftist guerrilla group, saying the bee attack was bioterrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News...